From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. An Afghan immigrant admits to a federal judge that he was plotting to detonate bombs on New York City's subway system. At a hearing in Brooklyn, Najibul Azazi has pleaded guilty to federal terrorism charges. Azazi says he was trained by al-Qaeda to take part in what he called a martyrdom plan. The 25-year-old Azazi was working as an airport shuttle driver in Denver when he was arrested last fall. He faces a life sentence without the possibility of parole. A new health care overhaul plan unveiled by President Obama today attempts to bring together elements of bills already passed by the House and Senate. NPR's Mara Liasson reports by making that proposal, Mr. Obama is rejecting Republican demands that he scrap the previous bills and start from scratch.
The president has now taken ownership of the health care overhaul push in the most direct way possible. He has presented his own proposal, a blending of the bills passed by the House and Senate shortly before the Democrats lost their 60-vote supermajority in the Senate. The president's plan eliminates one of the most controversial parts of the Senate bill, the so-called Cornhusker Compromise, that would have had the federal government pick up Nebraska's Medicaid expenses. Instead, the president's plan offers federal financing to all states for the expansion of Medicaid under the bill. But his plan maintains another provision that's controversial with his own organized labor constituency, an excise tax on the most expensive health plans. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Despite efforts to avoid civilian casualties, a NATO airstrike has killed at least 27 Afghan civilians. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Kabul that these latest deaths are raising concerns that U.S. and NATO forces are losing their effort to win the support of the Afghan people.
NATO officials issued a statement saying its pilots believed they were attacking a convoy of insurgent fighters, but when ground forces reached the scene, they found that the dead included women and children. The Afghan cabinet condemned the attack, calling it unjustifiable. General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, said that he personally offered condolences to Afghan President Hamid Karzai and promised a full investigation. McChrystal has said protecting civilians is a key part of his counterinsurgency strategy. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The top U.S. general in Iraq says he may consider slowing the withdrawal of U.S. combat forces if Iraq's political picture is unstable after upcoming elections. But General Ray Odierno says he does not think that will be necessary.
I don't think it's so much about Iranian interference that would delay our withdrawal, but it's about the overall situation in Iraq. And if Iran and any other country would cause some significant change in the conditions in Iraq, we certainly would have to consider our timeline.
U.S. combat forces are slated to leave Iraq by the end of August. Stock prices have been mainly mixed today after some major consumer product companies gave a cautious outlook on economic growth, the Dow down 24 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Pilots for German airline Lufthansa are set to return to work after walking off the job earlier today. Their union has agreed to suspend the strike for 2 weeks. The union representing cabin crews on British Airways says its members have authorized a strike, but no date has been set. A new study finds that less than half of doctors avoided complying when patients asked for an inappropriate medication. And NPR's Alix Spiegel says the study in the journal Archives of Internal Medicine also found that only a small percentage of the physicians flatly rejected such requests.
To understand the different ways doctors seek to reject questionable requests, Deborah Paternity of the University of California, Davis, sent fake patients into doctors' offices to ask for antidepressants. Paternity found that only 6% of doctors rejected the requests outright. Another 38% managed to avoid prescribing the medicines to the fake patients by using strategies like referring the patient to another doctor for evaluation or ordering a diagnostic test. Paternity recommends that to control the healthcare costs associated with inappropriate treatment, learning to say no should be part of a doctor's training. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota says federal prosecutors have begun a criminal investigation into the safety problems that have prompted recalls of millions of the company's vehicles. The Securities and Exchange Commission has also subpoenaed documents from Toyota. A federal judge has approved a $150 million settlement between the Securities and Exchange Commission and Bank of America over charges the bank did not tell shareholders about big bonus payouts and rising losses at merger partner Merrill Lynch. But Judge Jed Rakoff scolded the commission for the agreement, which he called half-baked justice at best. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.